Dubbing Derby in the 1990s when we rolled up to dance. All he wants, a pint and a few words with his mates. But he knows for sure that Santa Sleigh is coming round, that someone's bound to say, "Oi! Roy! Do you wish that it could be Christmas every day? Do you really want a crowd of children singing when the band begins to play? If the snow never ends, will it put a smile upon your face? What would you tell me? Do you really wish it could be Christmas every single day?" But Roy, he's aloof. He's heard all this before. Every time he runs a pipe under the pubs and shut since 1974. It's a Midland right of passage into adulthood. Going down the Blue Note on a weekday night so that you can shout at Roy Woods. Oi! Roy! Do you wish that it could be Christmas every day? Do you really want to hear the sound of children singing when the band begins to play? If the snow never ends, will it put a smile upon your face? What would you tell me? Do you really wish it could be Christmas every single day? Logistically, it's problematic. Where you gonna find the time to do your wrapping? The only place that's open is the corner shop. The constant flow of stuffing means the toilet's blocked. The economy shrinking as our jumpers get tighter. The only people working are the Queen's Speech writers. Everybody's sleeping in their mum's spare room. I really don't think you can afford this room. Have you, Roy? But there's one day when the drunken comments cease, all the idiots are bothering their families, and Roy Wood is at peace. Oh, glorious day, December 25th, as Roy raises a silent pint to his lips, you'll hear him whisper this. Oh, yes, he says, I wish that it could be Christmas every day. When the bells stop ringing and the kids stop singing and Santa's gone away, I'll have me beer, and the only sound you'll hear is me telling you I really wish it could be Christmas every single day. Leave me alone for Christmas.
Thank you very much. This is a song that the only other time I've done this song, this is a cover version. I did this a few years ago with a group called the Pop Art All Stars. Lovely group of young men. And doing it on your own, I think we're going to discover as we do this song, it does not go on a bit. So if I suddenly go, that means I've had enough. it's a nice song. It's this is Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. And when you listen to Wonderful Christmas Time several times in a row, you realise it's a really fucking weird song. I mean, the original version, it's odd because one associates it with people in pubs going, Wonderful Christmas Time. It's a synth classic. Anyway, this is going to be a synth classic. This is going to be me sharing it. But anyway. The mood is right. That's some things I've thought while listening to Wonderful Christmas Time. The mood. I haven't told anybody that. I have told people my thoughts on that before. The mood is right. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. We're simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas. Everybody now is
simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
It's already 100 times better than it was by now.
down. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
See what I mean?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
The choir of children sing their song. They practice all year long.
Everybody now.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
That's a little note.
Ding dong.
If you know the words to this one, sing along. This is one of my favourite Christmas songs. This is Winter Wonderland by I don't think I've ever bothered to look up who actually wrote this one. But yes, whoever did it, they did a good job. Well done.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. In his place is a new bird. Singing a song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Lovely.
In the meadow we can build a snowman. And pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. To face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in the winter wonderland. In the meadow we build a snowman. And pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman. Away, walking in the winter wonderland, walking in the winter wonderland, walking in a winter wonderland.
Very good. Beautiful, beautiful. That was, I just thought, like, I'm going to not sing the high notes there, because there's at least 10 people who can do them more than I can. This is We Three Kings, but this is the arrangement. You know when people go to posh schools and they sing some songs differently and they have their own songs? Well, this is the arrangement of We Three Kings that we sang at St Mark's Junior's in Peterborough.
We three kings of Orient are, one in a taxi, one in a car, one on a scooter, pipping his hooter. Following yonder star, oh, star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. We three kings of Leicester Square, selling ladies' underwear, they're fantastic, no elastic, following yonder star, oh, star of wonder, star of light, star of royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding.
So this is the last one then. So this song is called The Advent Calendar of Fact. This is how it goes. So, after this one, are you ready? Here we go, this is it.
Day one.
A robin in a woodland seat.
Door two.
A parcel with a bow.
Door three.
A traditional Christmas tree.
Door four.
A pointless part of snow.
Door five.
It's a pointless Norman Carol Sinners.
Door six.
Appears to be a Christmas song. It's a madness having calendars bring us. But there's one thing it's not. It's not like the Christmas that I know and like. It's not like any Christmases I've had. So bring me advent calendars of falsehood, myth or lies. Bring me the advent calendar of past.
Door 7.
It's raining all day long.
Door 8.
Westlife at number 1.
Door 9.
A child falls off a brand new bike.
Door 10.
A cat entangled in the Christmas lights.
Door 11.
Someone saying, let's play triv.
Door 12.
Me not escaping to the pub. It might not sound like it, but this is something that I love. And this is the Christmas that I know and like.
This is all the Christmases I've had. This is not a calendar of falsehood, myth or lies. This is the advent calendar of facts. 13.
Why fronts?
14.
Jumpers?
15.
The seats kept just 15. In case?
16.
Rude pants?
17.
Massage tools?
18.
The look on your nan's face? Drunk at 9 a.m. seems like a good idea. When combining your family with free wine, whiskey, rum and beer. And this is the Christmas that I know and like.
This is all the Christmases I've had.
Don't bring me advent calendars of falsehood, myth or lies. I got it wrong, you got it right.
And the calendar of
past. Last verse, there we go.
19.
Half a jar of cranberry sauce.
20.
A pint of washing up.
21.
Highlighter pens and the Radio Times.
22.
A tape we'll never watch.
23.
Burnt brandy on a Christmas pudding no one wants to eat.
24.
Walnuts to watch the film with. Then all falling fast asleep.
And this. It's the Christmas that I know and like. This is all the Christmases I've had. This is not a calendar of falsehood, myth or lies. This is the advent calendar of
life. One more time for the podcast, go!
This is the Christmas that I know and like.
It's time for Poverty Breakers with Harry Cafe.
Good evening, and welcome to Poverty Breakers. The game show where celebrities, A-list, A-grade, you guys, compete to end poverty in the UK. Right now, there are going to be a series of challenges. If you succeed, we're going to reduce poverty. But if you fail, we're going to increase poverty. Now, you're going to be A-list celebrities tonight, so put your hands on your heart, please. Repeat after me this solemn oath. I solemnly swear.
I solemnly swear
that I, insert celebrity name here.
Insert celebrity name here.
Tom Cruise will do.
Tom Cruise will do.
We'll do my best.
We'll do our best.
To fight poverty.
To fight poverty.
And I will let poor people.
And I will let poor people.
Make eye contact with me.
Make eye contact with me.
Okay, it's time for round one. Round one is about rhino conservation. Okay? Did you know there's only 4 northern white rhinos left in the world, okay? Not a lot. Not a lot. And I got to confess that since 97, I've been taking powdered rhino horn because of my erectile dysfunction. Now, my wife tells me that it happens to all men, apart from Nigel, our gardener. I used to think that a libido was one of those little sinks that French people wash their bottoms with. Right, it's time for round one. Okay, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 and a half. Quick, everybody, right, you've got to get up. Quick, 10, quick, put your feet in, guys, feet in. 9, feet in, guys, feet in. Feet in, this is the whole show, guys. Feet in, here we go, guys. 10, 9, that's it. Feet in, guys. Feet in. Nothing bad will happen, guys. Here we go. 10, come on, guys. Feet in, guys. It's the whole show, guys. 10, 9, 8, 7. Come on, guys.
6, 5, 4.
Come on, guys.
3, 2, 1.
Okay, join when you want, okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a rabbit, bite its toe. If it hovers, let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Right, you're out. Okay. Now, you're going to be Susan the rhino for this round. Everybody come up here and find a space. We've got to prepare for round one. Right, now, Susan, I'm going to give you this. You might have to take your glasses off. It's a blindfold. Now, guys, now I'm going to give you these blindfolds. We've got to put these blindfolds on. They're a bit see-through, so I recommend you pull them tight and shut your eyes. So here we go. Here we go, guys. Great. We're going to really deal with poverty right now. All right, stick these on. Now, what? Susan, you got that on? Pull it tight now. Okay, right. Okay, great, guys. Now, you've got your blindfolds on? Okay. Now. Let's just set the scene a little bit. So you're going to be rhinos. Let's see, that's swing your hips like a rhinos. Let's see those tails, guys. Let's see those horns. Let's hear those rhinos. That's perfect, guys. Perfect, guys. Now, you're in the Sumatran jungle. What's Sumatra? I don't know. What's Sumatra with you? And suddenly you smell a poacher. Oh my goodness, he's coming to get you. You hear the click of his rifle. There's only one chance. You've got to go and find Susan the rhino. But like all rhinos, you're very short-sighted. Round one is basically sardines. Okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the recorder. That's how you know the game is still going on. You've got 1 minute without looking to find Susan the rhino hidden somewhere in the room. And bear in mind, there's a lot of drinks on the table. Be careful, right? When you hear the recorder music, you got to go find Susan. Where's no talking? No talking, guys. Only Rhino talking. Where can she be? Oh my goodness! The punch is coming to get you. Not a long left, guys. You've got 30 seconds. Where is Susan? Where are you, Susan? You've got to save my life. And that's the end of round one. Take off your blindfolds. Now, who found Susan? We got 1, 2, we got 3, 4 people. That leaves 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9. Right, so what we're going to do, you can sit down again now, guys. Thank you very much. Now, so round one is all about saving the rhinos. Now, 8 people didn't find the rhinos, so we're going to kill 8 rhinos. Okay? So that's all of the northern white rhinos. They're dead now. But also a number 4 Javan rhinos. So there's only 31 Javan rhinos left in the world. Okay, that's the round one. It's Prince George, everybody. It's Prince Baby George. We need another celebrity. Who's going to come up? Who's maybe from the back? Would you like to come up? Round of applause! A round of applause! And no, wait! Better if it's a man, I think. But, no offense. But you come next time. Would you like to come up?
Me?
Absolutely! Give him a round of applause! Okay. It's going to be Angelina Jolie tonight. Okay. Now, before we do this round, what we got to work out is I realized that my voice has gone from South African to a sort of Italian. But that's fine. Now I sound like a Dracula. Okay, but, so, before we go, it's a game show. So we got to have intro music for the round, but we've also got to have correct answer music and wrong answer music. So, intro music I think should go like this. Dun-dun-dun-dun. So I got to hear that from you. Perfect, great. Now, if they get the question right, I think it should be like, bring. But I can't roll my R's. But if you can, that's great. So let's hear that.
Bring.
Perfect. But if they get it wrong,
dinner.
We just do dinner like that.
Dinner.
It's quite casual. Okay. Right. So round three is called anatomy. Anatomy. And what you're going to do is you're going to be the main contestant, Angelina Jolie, because of all your good work. And so I'll just do this. Can you see it all?
No.
Right, so you're going to, now I'm going to just move you over here, that's fine. You're going to put your finger out like this. Okay, now you, Prince Baby George, you've got two, we've got, I think we'll try three times. You're going to put a piece of your anatomy against the finger, and he's got to guess. No, but okay, but maybe work up to that one. And he's got to guess what anatomy part it is, and that's the whole game. So it's quite good, right? So, are you ready? You get ready. Now, what was the intro music? Yeah, okay, so you get ready. Are you ready, Baby George? Are you ready, Angelina?
Yes.
Okay, and intro music.
Oh God! It's the back of his hand.
I'm afraid that's wrong. Okay, time for part two. Finger out, please. Prepare your body. I suggest you do this bit here.
This bit here?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, right. Intro music and go.
It's his chin.
Okay, I'm afraid it's not his chin. What part of your body is it?
Neck.
Yes, side of his neck, isn't it? Okay, right. Final chance to redeem yourself and save some lives today. And we're just preparing the baby. Okay, you ready, guys?
There's a finger.
Oh. What was it, Baby George?
My toe.
It was a little baby toe. So I'm afraid we're going
to... It really was.
Now, I'm afraid we're going to have to kill... We're not going to kill children, but we'll kill a person... And we got to kill three people there. Okay, so give them a round of applause. Thank you very much, Angelina Jolie. Thank you for loving. Thank you very much, Baby George. Okay, right. The final round is called Poulez-vous coucher avec moi? It's about farming industry. Okay, what sort of farmers take the most risks?
Obviously, crappish.
Dairy farmers. Okay, so our first guest. What did a bouncer say to the barman about the rowdy Spanish actor? Javier Bardem. Okay, please welcome Javier Bardem up to the stage. Javier Bardem. Please welcome Javier Bardem up to the stage. Okay, great. Up you come. Give him a round of applause. Okay, great. Okay. Now, our next guest sings so beautifully that he could be a mythical creature. Well, he is Elvish. Okay, please welcome Elvish to the stage. Who's going to be Elvish? Why don't you come up and be Elvish? Right, great. Give him a round of applause. Okay, great. In fact,
I
suggest you put this on.
Okay.
Be quite careful. It goes on your head. It's about pull it on.
Yeah.
But it's got the egg on top, so
okay.
Be careful.
Yeah.
Right. So, in this round, it's quite simple. Right, actually, you've got to take that mask off because I've got a beak for you. Right, so you put this on.
So I'm foreign. Can someone explain who I am?
Javier Bardem is from No Country for Old Men and from a Bond film.
Oh, okay, right.
Okay,
right. Okay.
Now, in this round, I got to explain it. Basically, it's all about farming. I don't know how. You got an egg on your head, okay, Elvis? What we're going to do, where's your mask? Because it look better, don't it? But you got the egg on your head. Perfect. Right, now, you're going to get down on the floor, and he's got to get his egg through all these holes, right? But there's a problem, because Javier Bardem over here has got a beak, but it's going to have a bit of ink on the beak, right? And every time the egg goes through the hole, Javier Bardem has to try and fertilize the egg as it comes out. That's the premise. I don't know how the scores work, but we'll go for about a minute and we'll see how it goes. Right, so you get down here. Right, and what we do, actually, before we begin, I think we should have some chanting. So people who are going for Javier, you should shout like, Javier Bardem. No, that doesn't work at all. Happy, yeah. So this side, there's only four of you. You've got to cheer for Javier. Happy, yeah. Perfect, right. But you're going to be egg, so it's got to be like, I guess I love... That's not a song. You've got to sing an Elvis song. We caught in a trap. Da-da-da. I don't know. Okay, right. What's going on now? Right, let's get this over with. Right, so you get down on the floor. Oh, wait. We need a bit of ink for your beak. Right. Dip it in. Okay, that's... Yes, you got it. No, wait. Not enough.
Do I not? Okay, go more. Okay.
Okay, guys. All right, that's it. Out it comes.
Is it in yet?
Yes, it's in. Perfect. Right, now you just want to fertilize egg. I got to tell you, that's a live egg. So if that breaks, it's all on your face, mate. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Oh, wait. So we'll start with game show start music. When you're ready, guys. And we're off. Okay, here we go. Here we go, guys. Happy. Do this way. That's it. You've got to poke. No, it's not come out yet. There it is. Yes. Okay, great. That's one hole. No, that's the same hole, mate. Okay. That's it. Oh, wait. Here we go. No, here we go. We're caught in a trap. Come on. There you go. Ah, and he's got it. Okay. Come on, quick one. You've got to... Quick now. Quick now, guys. Here we go. Oh, you got that hole. Oh, hang on. Here we go. There we go. Okay, he's fertilized, I'm sorry to say. Okay, guys. What, we got 3 points and 3 fertilized chickens. There we go. There's another one. Okay, there's 2 holes left, mate. On the others, we got to that hole already, mate. Okay, and that one as well, mate. But, okay. How do you feel like this is going, this game? Quite good. Quite fun or not? It's quite pointless. There we go. Final hole. And that's the end of it. Well done. That's what to say. Unfortunately for you, Elvis, you got all your eggs got fertilized. And Javier, how did it go with the beak? Do you think?
It felt quite powerful, actually.
Quite empowering.
Yeah.
Because
you
got an inky beak on your face.
Yeah. You know.
Who doesn't like that? I don't know. Okay, that's the end of the round. You take an egg off your face. So what? That's great. I'll just take that, mate. Well done. So you can sit down. Okay, so at the end of round 4, it looks like the final score, because what I'm going to do is take all those fertilizations and make them dead people. At the end of the Poverty Breakers, it looks like you killed all the northern white rhinos, some Javan rhinos, and the 10 people. And that's it from me. Good night!
Yay.
I asked him to come and play the Christmas gig as a Christmas treat for me. Anything? How many Christmas songs are you doing?
Three.
Just three.
Ooh. Sorry, it would be more. But
not all Christmas songs in this case.
No.
Just three Christmas songs. He's going to do three Christmas and three brilliant songs. No, not three brilliant songs. I'm just getting excited. Sorry, this is me getting excited because I'm very happy he's here because he's lovely. Please welcome Mr. Gavin Osborne.
Yeah, I will be doing three Christmas songs. I was sort of reminded from the poster. I was like, oh yeah, shit, it's a Christmas gig. So I've wheeled out three songs that I found in my cupboard that I'd written years ago. So, hence the large stall and the lyrics. Which this isn't even my guitar. I'm very gratefully borrowing Hibbert's. It's about 10 times smaller than mine. So hopefully I can still project.
It's not the size of it.
Quite right, yeah. Quite right. Yeah, speaks from years of experience. This first one is not Christmas at all. It's about my feelings after the election. Topical. I'm in a queue for train tickets the day after the election, and on the glass machine there's something strange in my reflection, and I realise that it's anger growing since the exit polls, a heady cocktail mix of sadness, desolation and dashed hopes. I turn round and see a couple who are holding hands and smiling. They look happy and content like they have been for a while, and as they waltz on through the barriers flashing their annual passes, I think, don't you care that last night you destroyed the working classes, cause human rights are on the line. So how can you seem so completely fine? The welfare state's just been obliterated too. You fell for all that right-wing propaganda, so wave goodbye to any handouts. So how the hell did this whole country just turn blue? Was it you? Was it you? The silent majority. Oh, was it you? Was it you? 'Cause it sure as hell wasn't me. So in the cafe, a barista serves a flat white to a guy who's the antithesis of all the friends that I've accrued online. And based solely on his coffee choice and red top tabloid paper, I think I know which box he crossed in his views on immigration. Because this government experiment, I thought that we would end this. I believe my news feed represented a consensus. I forgot about you people with small town mentality, because basically everyone I love and like in life just agrees with me. The girl wearing the Versace dress, I bet you'd privatise the NHS, and anyone with their tie done up a bit too tight. You've turned me into a judgmental bigot, but still that briefcase does make you complicit. Oh, the gloves are off and I'm ready for this fight. Oh, was it you? Was it you? And the silent majority. Oh, was it you? Was it you? 'Cause it sure as hell wasn't me. Oh, shame on you, I blame you. If you've got a three-piece suit, it was probably you. 'Cause the majority of you, from cashiers to shareholders, as the shelter doors close and there's nowhere left for the homeless, still think that the poorest here among us are all scroungers, stuffing state handouts right down the front of our trousers. But the government began this unethical experiment. We're the ones backing it, we're the ones sharing it. What's sympathy worth for the disenfranchised, unless we open our hearts as well as our eyes? So next time I think I'll try and engage more with the opposition, win an argument with a stranger who doesn't share my position. Because unless I change a mind or two, it's obvious to see. I'll have to look at my reflection and I'll have to say,
no, really,
it was me. First Christmas song. Don't worry, it's on its way. Alright. Spare a thought for the atheist at Christmas. No turkey to stick a fork in. Amazon gift stuck in his wish list. It's a compendium of books by Dawkins. No tinsel, no lights. It just doesn't seem right to celebrate and let the love of the Lord in. So we watch his cosmos by Carl Sagan, bleating on that all this was originally pagan. Denies Christmas Day with a religious fervor, peeking through his neighbor's curtains like a festive pervert. Secretly longing to pull on a cracker, read out the jokes, put a party hat on at the heart of antimatter. Yeah, that's where the fault is. You don't get your brandy butter celebrating the solstice. So spare a thought for the atheist at Christmas, with no decorations to hang. There's no tree he has to get. He just pulls out the chemistry set and tries to recreate the Big Bang. Oh, how he yearns to eat some seasonal food, something to appease his inner Ebenezer Scrooge. To use the word Christmas, that would be cheating. So he's left with have a cool Yule and season's greetings. To engage in some under the mistletoe passion instead of being a pariah for the ever so rational. He can't speak to anyone in the street at night. Happy holidays just doesn't sound right. To use the word Christmas, well, that would be cheating. He's left with half a cool Yule and season's greetings. To military wives' choirs, he holds no alliance. If only those melodies contain some science. He's got no love or forgiveness for the entire day, no children to watch in nativity plays, no indoctrination, no oh holy night, just the sweet satisfaction of knowing that he's probably right. So he embraces the day in the name of the godless, flips open his laptop and records a new podcast.
Thank you. Right. This one includes a rap.
Ooh.
Quite right, Steve. Shame you're the only one, really. But yeah.
Is it Christmas rapping?
It's Christmas rapping. Oh, God. It's good, that. It's good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I was tempted earlier on when you were talking about the amount of people downstairs wearing a fez to suggest that it was a festival.
Oh.
But didn't say it, and you know, now regret saying it live onto your machine. This one is about the amount of... Every year there'll be an article about it. I'm sure there's an article about it right now being reprinted from the Mail or whoever, about Winterville and about some town that is basically taking the Christ out of Christmas. And I had this idea that Keynsham, which is a little town near where I live in Bath, their town council is notoriously shabby, and I just thought, what if they just cancelled the entire thing and had like such a war on Christmas, because it's always the war on Christmas. So this is called The Town That Cancelled Christmas. Last week we saw Brian Ortel in his study, thanks to recently installed CCTV. He put on his reading glasses, picked up his fountain pen to write his monthly piece for the parish magazine. On level 4 in my control room at Council HQ, he ordered subordinates to move in and said if that's Christmas related, he has to be eliminated. Oh my, you should
should have seen the explosion. There'll be no season's greetings in Keynesham. No happy holidays, no Winterval. No Diwali, there's no need. And we've got no time for Eid. Zero tolerance on having a cool Yule. Trained soldiers on the high streets tear down tinsel. As snipers take out mince pies from the roof. Vigilantes never get too far, thanks to diligent officers taking Uzis to the baubles hung in boots. No decorations at craft markets. No cheap wine in paper cups at office parties. I don't see this as a blanket war on Jesus or on Hanukkah. You don't want to upset anyone. It's best to offend everyone. On January we'll return. Get back to council business. Forget the festive chorus. Just let the papers call us the town that cancelled Christmas. Jill Morgan was caught at 6 a.m. last Monday. Our alarms went off when she triggered the code. And we kicked down the door to see she'd built her own nativity scene. So we took the donkeys and the swaddling clothes. We take flamethrowers to snowmen and snow ladies. We're at war, so we've had to learn to fight. But for a little levity, we book C-list celebrities to come here and turn off the Christmas lights. To take the Christ out of Christmas and the Mass out of Christmas and the ist and the ass out of Christmas. It's not a plot to make everyone sad. It's political correctness gone totally mad. We built a force field to keep the snow in. We stand outside the church telling you can't go in. The world's biggest wood chipper killed the trees. And if you're eating brandy thunder, then we'll bring you to your knees. No bells to ring, what's the point of bell singers? And we've taken all the vocal cords from carol singers. No slave, no pokes, Nat King Cole. And every single turkey's buried down in the hole. Rudolph's nose ain't red no more, it's green. And we've blocked up every single chimney. As for tasteless chocolates, we could have more, but we glued all your advent calendar doors shut. We won't be decking halls with boughs of holly. It's better to be free of bigotry than to be sorry. But we don't see this as a blanket war on Jesus or Hanukkah. If you don't want to offend anyone, best to offend everyone. Come January, we'll return. Just let the papers call us the town that cancelled Christmas. The town that cancelled Christmas.
Thank you very much. I know that you like to do this, don't you, Hibbert, but there isn't long to go. He likes to, just to let you know, that did feel long, even to me, that one. Anyway, this is a Christmas song. I recorded it for Darren Heyman's Advent Calendar of Songs he did online about 3 years ago. And in it, my piano player played some sort of ding, 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 so it sounded like, you know, and then did the sleigh bells. But you're just going to get the strummed version tonight. It does have a sort of very repetitive one-line chorus bit, which is just one line, says, "Feels like Christmas now." You'll pick it up if you want to join in. Then join in. Turn the kitchen lamplight on. Outside, the world is black and cold. 5:30 in the morning and it feels like Christmas now. Press play on the stereo. Bing, Frank and Nat King Cole. Slippers and a dressing gown. It feels like Christmas now. And I've got a feeling this year will be a cracker.
like snow, like snow. So in this kitchen, oh, let me plant a smacker on your lips, a smacker on your lips under the mistletoe. Just us, two mugs and some mulled wine. We're half drunk before breakfast time, and it feels like Christmas now. He won't shake that reindeer bell, pulls every single book from the shelf, but we dressed Humphrey as an elf. It feels like Christmas now. The carol singers are belting out the chorus, bring tidings of such comfort and joy. All these pine needles, oh, I can't see the forest for my tree. It's shining down on me. Oh, I love you, Amy, and our little boys. But an undone too much food, George Bailey just lassoed the moon. Bedford Falls will rally round, and it feels like Christmas now. Delete phone contacts you won't see. Call up all your friends and family, then cuddle up and fall asleep. And it feels like Christmas now. Oh, it feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas now.
Okay, this is the last one. It's called Time to Go Home. It's not time to go home. You've got ages. You can still stay here and get drunk. That's what I can't really recommend. It's the only reason you put these gifts, isn't it? Nice. You give yourself enough time to drink. It's, also, I remember Herbert saying to me this brilliant thing that I've never forgotten. Don't worry. It's flattering.
Okay.
Ages ago, he said to me, you know, there was a time when, you know, when the band, when they were all a bit younger, when they turn up and you'd be desperate to be headlining, desperate to be on last, and then you turn up at gigs now and you're like, oh, please let it be on first so I can get pissed. Or that's why I can just get home quickly, you know, there's just a sort of sense in that. But this one is about that moment, that tipping point that every night has when you think, oh, probably should have gone about midnight when it was really good. Before my mate said, oh, stick around for the tequilas, and then it got shit, you know, that bit. It's about that very edge, and then it's got a tiny little sing-along bit for you at the end, which goes like this.
Time to go home.
That's it.
Time to go home.
Yeah, you'll get there. You'll figure it out. Okay. Well, this one I haven't played in a while. Oh, that's the one I need. Okay.
Well, I'm standing at the bar ordering yet another beer that I'll drink half of, then forget about. And I'll be back here with more money in my hand and a barman all too glad to take it. There's a moment in every night out with the boys, and it is fleeting, and that moment is the moment I should grab my coat and leave. Before I know it, I'm outside singing Daydream Believer, telling everyone I meet that I love them and I mean it. And if I could, I would turn back the clock a few hours ago. Should have left things on a high note, but I always seem to miss my boat. I never know when it's time to go home, and it's time to go home. Wedding reception's going fine, although we only know the bride and groom. And every time you catch my eye, I'm dreaming of our hotel room, all the complimentary tea, what movies on TV, and the thickness of the walls. then we make friends we'll never see again. Drink into oblivion, throw dance floor shakes we should regret, but we're so drunk we'll soon forget the name of our hotel. Oh, it was all going so well till the Kaylee dancing started and my strip the willow held. And if I could, I would turn back that clock to a few hours ago. Should have left things on a high note, but I always seem to miss my boat. I never know when it's time to go home, and it's time to go home. And at the festival, my favourite band's headlining the main stage. There are fireworks and unfurled flags. I feel half my age. I'm surrounded by great people. I've got my top off for some reason. And the feeling that this night sky is my own star-studded ceiling. Yeah, I'm exactly where I need to be, and I hope this never ends. Got a bottle full of whiskey and a night with all my friends. But maybe that's exactly when I should just go right back to bed. When it's perfect, say goodnight, back to my pop-up Superman's head. And started to read between the lines. It's time to depart when you recognize the signs.
A bumper Christmas edition of Totally Acoustic. Thanks to Gavin, thanks to Harry for playing, thanks for you for listening. Next time we've got Matt Tiller, Jenny Lockyer and the Indelicates playing on January the 7th, the King and Queen as usual. But until then, happy Christmas.